Talking about the above Mishnah, be Delisha who male kelim be dvilan, hari elu tahar. A bucket which is tame, and you needed to immerse the bucket, and you also had a bunch of small utensils which were also tame that you needed to immerse them. And you put those small utensils inside the bucket, and you immerse the bucket together with the utensils inside of it. They are all tar, the bucket is tar, and so too the utensils inside the bucket are also tar. Even though the opening of the dali of the bucket is less than the size of Pharaoh's Hanod, less than the size of where you can put two fingers in and move them easily. Even so, the water that gets in the bucket would be mitaher, those kelim inside the bucket. The water inside the bucket is considered a connection to the mikvah, and therefore the utensils inside the bucket become tar. And since the dali is tummy, and the water that gets inside the bucket would certainly be mitaher the dali, even though the dali has a very small opening, just like the dali can become tummy when it has a small opening, it also could become tar when you immerse it in the mikvah, even though the opening to the dali is very small. So since the mikvah is being mitaher the dali, it will also be mitaher the kelim inside of it. The imlo tava, ein hamayim mu'uravim, achiyiyu mu'uravim, kishpoferes hanu. But if you put a bunch of utensils that are tame inside the bucket, but the bucket itself is not tame, the bucket itself does not need to be immersed. In such a case, the water inside the bucket is not considered connected to the mikvah, and therefore would not be mitaher the utensils inside the mikvah. And since the dli itself does not need to be immersed, the water inside the dli is not being mitaher the dli. We only need that water to be mitaher the kalim inside the dli. And since the opening of the dli is less than the size of Sphoferes Hanod, the water inside the dli is not considered connected to the mikvah, so therefore that water cannot be mitaher the kalim inside the dli, only when the dli itself is coming, so that the water inside the dli is needed to be mitaher the dli itself. In that case, it will also be mitaher the utensils inside the dli. This is called a migu. Migu, that water is needed to be mitaher the dli itself, it will also be mitaher the kalim inside the dli. But in this case, that the dli itself is not tummy, and the water inside the dli is not needed to be mitaher the dli, that water will not be mitaher the kalim inside the dli either. Instead, you have to take out those kalim and immerse them in the mikvah by themselves. Second mikvot, parabav, mishnah gimel. Shlosha mikvot, v'zechavsa, mayim she'uvim. There are three mikvot next to each other. Each one of them has 20 saw of water. The first two have 20 saw of rainwater, while the third one has 20 saw of drawn water. The hashov minatzat, the mikvah that has the drawn water, the mayim shuvim, which is possible for a mikvah, is to the side. It's not in the middle. The mikvah that has the drawn water is the third one to the side. The yardu shlosha v'tavlu behem, then it's arvu. Hamikvot tahorin. And three people are tummy, all go down simultaneously into these three mikvot, and are tovo in these three mikvot. And as they enter the mikvot, since the three mikvot are next to each other, the water rises up and gets mixed up with each other. The water from all three mikvot gets mixed up when the mikvot overflow, as each one of them immerses simultaneously into the three mikvot. The mikvot are now tahar, and those that are immersed in the mikvot are also tahar. As even though none of these mikvot have enough water to be a kosher mikvah, you need 40 saw of rainwater to be a kosher mikvah. But since as they went down simultaneously into the three mikvot, the mikvot overflowed, and the water from all three mikvot were mixed up with each other, you now have 40 saw of rainwater. Two of these mikvot have 20 saw of rainwater, and when those two mikvot that are next to each other get mixed up, now you have 40 saw of rainwater, which is the amount that you need. And even the third person who had immersed himself in the 20 saw of drawn water, which is possible for a mikvah, he too becomes tar. And since when the first two mikvahs that have 20 saw of rainwater get mixed up, you now have 40 saw of rainwater, which is a kosher mikvah, even the third mikvah also becomes kosher. And the water for that mikvah also overflowed and got mixed up with the two mikvahs next to it that have altogether 40 saw of rainwater. And that mikvah also now becomes kosher since it's attached to the 40 saw of rainwater as it then is. That once you have 40 saw of rainwater in the mikvah, you can add mayim shuvim, you can add drawn water to that mikvah. And that which you say you can't pour mayim shuvim into a mikvah, that's only before it has 40 saw. But once the mikvah has 40 saw, you can pour as much mayim shuvim into the mikvah as you want. So in this case, since when the first two mikvahs got mixed up with each other, you now have 40 saw of rainwater to the third mikvah when it overflows and gets mixed up with the other two mikvot, it also becomes kosher, so therefore All three mikvahs are kosher, and the three people who went down to these mikvahs to immerse themselves become tahor. But if you have the same case where you have three mikvahs right next to each other, each one contains 20 saw. Two of them contain 20 saw of rainwater, and one contains 20 saw of drawn water. But in this case, the mikvah that contains the 20 saw of drawn water is in the middle, in between the other two mikvahs that contain the 20 saw of rainwater. The yardu shlosha v'tavlu behem, v'nit arvo. And three people who were tummy went down simultaneously into these three mikvahs and immersed themselves in the mikvahs. And when they went down into the mikvahs overflowed, and the water from all three mikvahs got mixed up with each other. Hamikvahs kamosha hayu, v'hatovlin kamosha hayu. In this case, the mikvahs remained the same as they were before the water got mixed up, and those that immerse themselves in the mikvahs also remain the same as they were before they immerse themselves. They remain tummy. They do not become tar by immersing themselves in these mikvahs, because in this case, since the drawn water is in the middle, when the water from the mikvahs get mixed up with each other, the first thing each mikvah gets mixed up with is the mayim shuvim. The mayim shuvim is in the middle. So the two mikvahs on the side, when they overflow and get mixed up with the water from the mikvah next to it, it's getting mixed up with mayim shuvim. So therefore, since the two mikvahs on the side, even though they have rainwater, but they only have 20 saw of rainwater, which is not enough, they need another 20 saw of rainwater. And since the first gets mixed up with the water from the mikvah right next to it, which is the mayim shuvim, that cannot be machshir the mikvah, as you need another 20 saw of rainwater to be machshir, not 20 saw of mayim shuvim. So neither one of the two side mikvahs, which have rainwater, become kosher by getting mixed up with the water from the mikvah next to it. So therefore, since the mikvahs lack 40 saw of rainwater, those that immerse themselves in the mikvah remain tummy. But the mayim shuvim that got mixed into the two mikvahs on the side does not pass with those mikvahs. Even though they didn't, the three lugan of mayim shuvim that falls into a mikvah that does not yet have 40 saw of rainwater pass with the mikvah. But in this case, since the mayim shuvim only got mixed in with the water from the mikvahs next to it, derech hamshacha, meaning it flowed along the ground until it got mixed up with the water from the mikvahs next to it. The dinit, the mayim shuvim, does not pass a mikvah if it falls into the mikvah derech hamshacha by flowing along the ground. Only if it's poured directly into the mikvah does it pass the mikvah. So therefore, the two mikvahs on the side that have rainwater remain the same as they were before they got mixed up with the mayim shuvim. They do not become pasul from that mayim shuvim, since the mayim shuvim got mixed up with the derech hamshacha. But on the other hand, they're not kosher either. You need to have another 20 saw of rainwater to be mashered. And the middle mikvah continues to have the same din after it got mixed up with the two side mikvahs as it did before it got mixed up with the two side mikvahs. The middle mikvah, the one that had 20 saw of mayim shuvim, remains pasul even after it got mixed up with the two side mikvahs, since it's mayim shuvim. The two side mikvahs cannot be mashered the mayim shuvim, unlike the first case. As in the first case, the two mikvahs that have the rainwater are machshir the mayim shuvim. Since when the two mikvahs that have the rainwater get mixed in, you now have a kosher mikvah of 40 saw. When you have a kosher mikvah of 40 saw, and then you pour in mayim shuvim, the kosher mikvah of 40 saw is machshir the mayim shuvim, as opposed to in this case, where the mayim shuvim is in the middle and it got mixed up with the mikvahs on the side, which have less than 40 saw. Those mikvahs cannot be machshir the mayim shuvim, so the middle mikvah remains pasul, since it has mayim shuvim, and anybody who is tovo on any three of these mikvahs would remain tummy. Those that immerse themselves in these three mikvahs remain tummy after they immerse themselves, just like they were before they immerse themselves, as the two mikvahs on the side lack 40 saw of rainwater. So until you pour extra rainwater in those two mikvahs, it will remain puzzle. And the middle mikvah is mayim shuvim, so therefore the middle mikvah remains puzzle no matter how much water you add to the middle mikvah.